If you read the Sitka police logs often enough, one word describes the call that's listed again and again: bear. Sometimes it's a sighting of an actual bear, but many times the call comes in because someone sees trash strewn about a yard or along a road. The city has been looking for ways to keep trash away from bears. One of those proposals involves setting up bear-resistant trash cans along part of Cascade Creek Road as a trial program to see if it would work. But the assembly voted against conducting the trial program at its regular meeting last week. KCAW's Ed Ronco reports.
For residents of Sitka, a bear in your trash can is, at best, a nuisance, and at worst, a major safety hazard. For the bears, it's an all-you-can-eat extravaganza that turns city streets into an all-night buffet. Sitka has an ordinance prohibiting trash from being placed outdoors until the morning of pickup, and some residents have retrofitted their trash cans with latches. The city was considering a test program doing just that along the upper part of Cascade Creek Road. Before deciding on whether to do the test program, city officials performed an experiment. They took one of the garbage cans that would be used, a green plastic can fitted with latches on the lid, and they put it inside the habitat of Shaik and Killisnoo, the two bears who live at Fortress of the Bear in Sitka. They placed cantaloupe inside the cans and then watched and waited to see what the bears would do.
So he's going to roll this over a little bit, trying to figure out how to get into it.
That's Dan Jones, engineering manager for the city's Department of Public Works. He's narrating a video of the experiment as assembly members watch.
And I've got you to about a minute right here. And he's trying to figure out, pop, oh, there went one of the bolts on one side, and he's now figured out he's into it. He's going to dump it out here in a minute.
It didn't take long for the bears to get into the can, and the can itself did not fare well. In fact, it was almost flattened. The video goes on, but assembly members, including Jack Osment, said they had seen enough. The lights came back on, the video was turned off, and then Osment had some questions for Matt Dole, the statewide operations manager for Alaska Pacific Environmental Services.
This can that was in this test out of the zoo the other day, that's a lighter weight can than the green one we now have in town, isn't it?
Possibly, not much.
It seemed much more flimsy than the one that
But to a bear.
To a bear, Dole says, the difference is negligible, a point Sitka Mayor Scott McAdams seemed to echo.
For a brown bear, if we put salmon heads in the back of a Volkswagen, right?
The test program along Cascade Creek would have cost the city $2,000. McAdams had one question for Dole about the project.
I mean, will it work? Will it work? Is this $2,000 well spent?
No.
Okay, thank you. All right.
But not everyone agrees, including my neighbor, Steve Ash. We share a trash can that he's modified with two latches kept shut using two carabiner-like devices. He's a member of Sitka's Bear Working Group, and he's spearheaded an effort to get latches on trash cans.
It's one of the green square cans, and I've had latches on it for about 3 years. It has had quite a few bear encounters. None have ever been successful in opening the can.
Like Osment, Ash doubts the results from the Fortress of the Bear test.
I was there for that and was very disappointed that they chose to use a very flimsy trash can. It was not much more than a cardboard box. I mean, the bear put one paw on it, and the entire can just collapsed. You know, no latches are going to keep a bear out of something like that.
Assemblymember Larry Cruz was among those who said the $2,000 for the test along Cascade Creek Road would be better spent on education and enforcement of Sitka's existing bear and trash regulations.
People don't even close their cans. So I would like to see more of an enforcement issue put out there. And if one of the departments say they don't have enough money, well, here's $2,000 we can put forth to go get tickets, because they could probably fund themselves after that.
But Ash says that time has come and gone. The rules have been on the books for a while, he says, and still people leave garbage out on a regular basis. In May, two brown bear cubs were shot and killed by authorities not far from Ash's house after they were found near their dead mother. The mother had also been shot, although not by authorities. All three bears had been seen getting into trash in the hours prior to their deaths.
There's something wrong. This is not working, and to continue with this methodology makes no sense to me. I really believe we need to discourage bears from coming into town, discourage them from looking for food in trash cans.
The Assembly's unanimous vote against conducting the trash can test program kills the measure for now, but Assembly members say they'll look at other ways to improve enforcement of Sitka's bear ordinances in the future. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.